Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, Miami 560 WQAM. You guys can watch us there. Hockman Crowd on Solana. Check out their clips. Sports Day Day and Vlad.
You knew which one I was going to say. Tobin is Jason Grilly Cheese.
Grilly Cheese.
Point. For Twitcher.
We got Philly cheese and grilled cheese.
Let's get to the mixed bag. You familiar with Mike Francesa, the Pope of sports talk radio?
Yep.
He has some thoughts on the new Superman movie. Slight spoilers, not real spoilers, slight spoilers.
I'm spoiling.
In his own way.
I'm spoiling.
I heard somebody say it was eh. And then some people say it was great.
Vlad and I were debating it during the week, because I've told them all people that were like, I didn't like it. I liked it, but I know the reason I liked it, but I want to play Francesa first, then we can discuss.
I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent, he wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman.
That's five Supermans ago.
2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of
he
him.
He did.
Who wants to see Superman get beat up for
Thank
2 hours?
You.
He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific.
I
didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. And good triumph over evil. That's Superman. A little tongue-in-cheek, a little cartoonish, a little campy. Okay, this was unmitigated garbage. First of all, early on, there's robots. I don't want robots. Okay, I don't want robots taking care of Superman. I don't. Then there's a super dog. Who
Thank
came up
you.
With a super dog? I mean, we all like dogs, okay? And I didn't like the dog getting beat on in the movie. It bothered me. But hey, who came up with a dog with a cape? When did that arrive? I watched Superman for years on television. I never saw a dog with a cape.
Wow.
He's right.
Hey.
I'm so... for an old man, he is right. He is so right.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand this. So, I like Superman. I thought it was a good movie. But, you know, I told this to Vlad, and I think this is probably the reason. I went with my son. My son wanted to see Superman. Otherwise, I probably never would have seen Superman. My son loved the movie. My son was giving it, like, standing ovation. He loved Superman.
Okay.
And so I think that maybe that framed it for me, because I'm going to see Superman, so he enjoys Superman. But I've seen Superdog. Like, they just came out with that cartoon, Super Pets.
That's great.
Krypton's a thing.
Leroy, let me speak.
Or Crypto, whatever the hell it is.
Go ahead. I know you're a comic movie fan.
Yeah.
This was they try to modernize this Superman, which was weird. Wow, you missed like half the segment already. they try to modernize it.
Don't try to do your hair.
And it was bad. Wait a minute. In all my years, I never knew that Superman had a dog. All of a sudden, Krypty comes out of nowhere, and Krypty's is part of the show. It's like, what, you doing this for PETA? Like, it was, that's what it felt like. And then the jokes, they try to be funny, Leroy. The jokes weren't hitting. The jokes didn't hit.
I don't even remember the jokes.
Exactly. They just didn't hit. You know how in the Marvel, like when they were funny, they were funny. It was just funny. Whoever wrote this was trying to be funny and just didn't hit. And then third.
You know what they're trying to do? Because Marvel has the incredible ability to have some humor in all their movies. And it just comes natural.
I liked it. I don't know. Right.
He has a dog that's not even his dog. It's his cousin.
Superman had a cousin in Smallville. That was a thing.
Super Cuz? That's what we got now?
What about Supergirl?
That is Supergirl. Supergirl is his cousin.
Yeah.
Supergirl is his cousin.
Supergirl. Hey, get that Smallville out of there.
Smallville's a good show. I like Smallville.
And then all of a sudden.
Well, it was good for like 3 seasons. Then
what is it? They're not even a Justice League? That Justice something?
He's figuring it out, so he's workshopping it. They're not quite the Justice League yet, because they only have the bum superheroes.
So here's the deal, right?
Spoiler alert.
Superman is one of the strongest superheroes.
He was getting his ass kicked.
It's not believable that he get his ass kicked all the time, right? Now, was there some kryptonite involved?
I don't want to say.
If the dog name
when
is
Krypton. When is there not kryptonite involved?
Yeah, right, but that's what I'm saying. Krypton, you got to figure kryptonite's involved.
And how come he can't figure out kryptonite as quick as they can figure out kryptonite hurts him?
I never understood.
Because they always figure that out, and he hasn't come up with, in all these years of Superman, he ain't figured out an antivirus, a venom or something that he could, like.
Great point.
Antivirus. It's his blood. Like,
I'm just saying.
It's part of his planet.
How could these random earthers figure out that kryptonite can hurt Superman quicker than he can figure out something to help him with it?
I don't know, because he's busy fighting crime.
How is something from your planet
should make you stronger?
It's radioactive.
And then all of a sudden, he got to go by.
Why isn't he radioactive?
He is,
because it's the materials, like it's like poison. That's what it is. It's
from
poison.
His planet.
Yeah.
How can you have poison from your planet?
I don't even know Superman. I know that kryptonite is radioactive part of krypton.
I get that, but if you really think about it, it makes no sense.
Well, Dave South says it does make sense.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil that.
By the way, he was getting beat up the whole.
So anyway,
I gotta watch this for myself because you loved it, and I'm assuming you really.
No, I didn't like it, bro. I didn't like it at all. I felt
because
like
because of
were,
the dog.
Just everything. It felt like they were pandering. They were pandering to issues.
Vlad, if you read the comics, he had the dog.
Great, always. That's cool. I get it. Fine, he had the dog, but the way they made that dog was annoying. Like, the dog was annoying.
Or he was
like,
a bad dog.
Are you a cat person?
He was a bad dog.
No, I'm a dog person, but it was just not needed for the movie.
He was way more Dre than Zeus.
It was just not needed for the movie. There's just a lot of things that was just, I just give me the stuff. By the way, Superman, Clark Kent, everybody knew already. They knew, like, Lois knew Clark Kent was Superman. At least in the old one, you know.
It's not an origin story, though. It's not like they're just starting to date. Like, they've been hooking up already.
Yeah, she didn't want to be with him. That's what she said. I like Mr. Terrific. He was cool.
I like Mr. Terrific.
I thought Mr. Terrific. I didn't like Green Lantern.
See, there was what I liked.
Green Lantern. Hold on.
I didn't like the character.
Green Lantern.
That guy. I didn't like who played.
Green Lantern is the bummest of all. He's worse than Aquaman.
No.
No, yeah.
No, don't say that.
Green Lantern?
Nobody's worse than Aquaman.
Wait. A guy who's going to beat you with his aura?
Dude, he was great. Like, I loved Green Lantern.
Like Green Lantern.
I'm telling you right.
Green Lantern holds up his ring and wins with aura.
I'm going to tell you a lot of things. Time. Look, you and I can disagree. I'm never going to let you say that anybody's worse than Aquaman. Aquaman is the worst superhero of all time.
What? Jason Momoa's Aquaman was nasty work.
Dude, he sucks.
That was nasty work.
This superhero.
Are you serious?
Aquaman is useless.
Green Lantern?
All the DC comics is useless except for Batman.
Green Lantern is not from space.
He's not?
The person is from Earth.
I thought he was from space.
No. Somebody, because a rocket ship crashed, and he walked into the rocket ship, and the guy gave him the ring.
All Aquaman does is get drunk and talk to dolphins.
There's nothing wrong with
that. He can't get drunk.
Yeah, he can.
No,
yeah,
he can. He can't get drunk. He can just degenerate. Drink. He can drink, but he can't really get drunk.
In Justice League, he was a degenerate. That's all he did.
No, he drank all the time, but he wasn't drunk.
I don't think you're right about that.
Okay.
I didn't like the movie. That's just the movie was mid.
There's a bunch of Green Lanterns. This is just Earth Green Lantern.
Oh, so it's like Spider-Man.
There's a representative of Green Lanterns all over the universe.
It's like a Green Lantern verse.
Okay. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
So many lanterns.
That's like if we all went and drank water from the same water fountain, then we could be Green Lanterns.
Ponce de Leon?
He just doesn't do anything. Like, what is he going to do? Ooh, I made the waves tall. Like, what is it? Great.
What? He could talk to the animals, dude.
Yeah, and okay.
The fish.
What does he ever do with those fish? Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Like, oh, I'm going to throw a mahi-mahi at a bad guy? Great.
No, he can have the sharks and the whales go attack him.
I'm sure. I never saw that in the movie.
Damn, Cal Rowley looks like Dave McMenamin.
He does look like Dave McMenamin. What, is he going to sell vacuums?
I don't know.
But he's a big boy, and that picture doesn't make him look that big, right? He's a big boy.
I agree with Francesa. Maybe it's the old in me. Maybe the old New York in me. But I ain't like it. And I for all you people, I don't care about no Krypti, the dog. I don't care about Supergirl, the cousin. I don't care about none of that.
What did you think of Lex Luthor? Do you think he did a good job?
I didn't like him in the beginning.
I like that guy. I don't know his name.
Towards the middle and the end when you just... Because it was weird. It felt like...
Hold on, let me see.
We know that Lex Luthor's bad. So it was like... Why is he teaming up with the government and all? It was just. But he was good. He was good. I'm happy they didn't kill. Oh,
are you sure?
He was good towards the middle and the end, when you start seeing his craziness. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, in Smallville, he was his best friend, and then they turned against each other, or he turned against Superman. He was jealous of him.
But Lois Lane was cool. Jimmy was cool. Jimmy was a playboy.
I think that was the most unbelievable thing.
Jimmy was a playboy. I was like, what?
Jimmy's slaying Astron for source material.
What? Jimmy's killing Spoiler him out alert. There. Jimmy is killing him out there. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man. Somebody says, he said, where was it? This show talking about comic books is the equivalent to NPR breaking down O-line work.
Nah.
Oh, this guy's in a lot of stuff. Nicholas Holt.
Who's that, the new Superman?
No.
Lex Luthor. Yeah. He did a good job.
He also says, good job. In case you didn't know, Aquaman can control water, even the water in your body. Okay, dude. I've never seen that.
No, he can.
The water in your body.
Yeah, he's never used that move ever. I've seen two Aquamans. When does he do that? Was it before or after the Pitbull song?
Wait. I also do believe that Aquaman should not be able to survive in the desert.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Like, Aquaman. There's nothing that threw me off in that movie. Then Aquaman with Aquawoman, whoever that was, with him, both of them are water dwellers standing in the middle of the desert and not dying because no water.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.